Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth Broadcast. We are broadcasting live right now on Blog Talk Radio. And I'd like to welcome you to the Truth Broadcast, where we're teaching the Word of God in truth and power and boldness of the Holy Ghost. because in today's time you can be led astray so easily you wouldn't even know it. And that's how sneaky Satan is nowadays. In 2 Timothy 4:3 it says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears." And in verse 4 it says, "And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables." And my goal here today is to teach you the truth from the Word of God and what it says. And, you know, you may ask, what is sound doctrine? Well, sound doctrine is the salvation of the sinner and the sanctification of the saints. The cross is the answer for both, and is the only answer for both. As a matter of fact, in the scripture before 2 Timothy 4:3 and 2 Timothy 3:16, it says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, and correction, for instruction in righteousness. And here at the Truth Broadcast, we believe you should live a holy and clean life unto the Lord, and that you may be ready for Him on His return. And we believe that you must be saved and turn away from sin, and that you must repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So today's topic today is the new languages ordained by God, yet it's despised by man. And that is speaking in tongues. And here on the Truth Broadcast, we believe in speaking in tongues. And the initial evidence that you're baptized with the Holy Ghost is speaking in tongues, because you see it throughout the Bible here in the New Testament. I want to give a challenge to the Baptists out there that are listening. You know, it says in the Bible in Acts chapter 11, verse 16, that then I remembered what the Lord had said. John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So if God gave them the same gifts as He gave us who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to think that I could oppose God? That's the question I pose to the Baptists today. You know, they don't believe in speaking in tongues. A lot of them believe that it was only for the disciples, and I beg to differ, because the Holy Ghost is what gives us the power to speak. Because in Acts chapter 1, if we turn there, Jesus is talking to the disciples before He was taken up into heaven. In verse 4, it says, "On the occasion while He was eating with them, He gave them this command, 'Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift of My Father promised, which you have heard Me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized in the Holy Ghost.'" You can see that, and we just read that in chapter 11. But I think it's imperative that Jesus said, "Wait in Jerusalem till the Spirit descends." That tells me that every preacher should wait, or if you go out to preach the gospel, you should wait for the Holy Ghost to descend on you before you go out and preach. The Holy Ghost will come on you, and then you will speak in tongues, because that is the evidence. Now, many people look as when an individual or a church projects the Word of God in its fullness and implement God's Word in their lives as He commands us to do. Argumentations particularly arise when the Word of God is quoted for patterns of salvation. In Acts 2:38, it says, "Then Peter said unto him, 'Repent,'" which means repent means have a change of mind, "and be baptized," which is to mean fully immersed, "every one of you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Now notice he says you first must repent. You must repent and be saved, and then be baptized into water, and then you can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. That's in Acts 2:38. When much disagreement also arises when God's word is shown to command us to worship him in the new language, which the Lord puts on the lips of a person, and he converts them to the Christian walk. There is, however, no confusion or disagreement in God's word, and he commands the people to do as he says, not what they want to do. He says in John 14:15 that if you love me, keep my commands. And we find that God says in John chapter 4 and verse 23 and 24, it says, but the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such worship to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And 1 Corinthians chapter 14:14, where the Apostle Paul enlightens us concerning his ability to pray in the Spirit by use of the new language, we read in verse 18 also. We do note that the scripture in John chapter 4 defines true worshipers, indicating that there would be worshipers, but not the true ones. So who worship is not accepted by God because their prayers are not in the spirit. Praying to God in the new tongue he gives. So God gave many people the new miraculous language on their lips on the day of Pentecost, about 50 days after Christ's crucifixion in Acts 2:1-4. On that day, the Christian church was born, and the new languages glorified the works of God. And you can see that in verse 11. Acts 2:37-39 give all mankind the full pattern of God's salvation. There is no compromise with God's word. We see in John chapter 16 and verse 14 that God's Spirit, as we pray in the new language, glorifies Jesus and reveals him to us. Moreover, in Acts 2:11, we are shown that the Spirit glorifies God as they prayed in the new languages. God commands us that that is a must for those who worship him, those who are saved, in John 4:24. When God's word is so clear, should there be a rebellion and a confusion in the world on this issue today? God's word tells us because man and man's ways are intimate with God. James 4:4, and in First John chapter two verse fifteen through sixteen, and Isaiah 55:8-9. Luke 2:34 says, and Simon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. And we note that God's word says in Acts 28:22 that this sect was spoken against everywhere. And Acts 2:22 says, ye men of Israel, hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. People who pray in the Spirit, which is with the miraculous new language given by God, are said to be heretics, fanatics, and so on and so on. God's word forewarns us that these people would say just this. Acts 24:14 says, "But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believe all things which are written in the law and the prophets." Note that also in verse 25 of Acts 24 tells us, "As he, Paul, responded of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, Go thy way for this time, and when I have a convenient season, I will cast for thee." So if Paul, being of the way by God's power, caused Felix, the governor, to tremble, we also should keep to God's word, follow God's way, and let God cause the nation to tremble and turn to him. While we speak against God's way, when the nation is in such dire need, then why speak against God's word and be judged for it? Hebrews 13:15 says, "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." The scripture was written in Hebrews and as a spirit-filled people. We have seen previously how God's Holy Spirit was poured out when the church was born in Acts chapter 2. Other relevant scriptures are Acts chapter 10, verses 44 through 48, which in verse 46 shows how they knew the Holy Spirit was poured out. In Acts 11:15 through 17, Peter was present on the day of Pentecost. In Acts chapter 19:1 through 6. But the fruit of the lips of those people whom Paul wrote in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15, will include the new miraculous God-given languages of the Holy Spirit. Well, now we're going to take a break right quick, and we'll be back in just a second. And I'll play you this wonderful song called "Welcome, Holy Spirit." You know what? I'm going to do a Holy Spirit right now. All right, and we are back at the Truth Broadcast, and I am your teacher of the truth, C.J. Lester, and we are continuing on this subject of being baptized in the Holy Ghost. And Jesus did say that these signs would follow them that believe. He did not say these signs will follow the unbelievers and the critics. So we see that no person has any right to alter the pattern as laid down by God in His Word. All must refuse to compromise on God's word. We wrote that in 1 Peter 2:6 that God says a chief cornerstone is laid, which is Jesus Christ, who is the Word of God. Verses 7 and 8 tells us, unto you, therefore, which believe, who trust, adhere to Jesus, He is precious. But unto them which is disobedient, the stone which the builders, quote-unquote the Jews, disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and stone of stumbling, and the rock of offense. Even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they are appointed. And in John 1:1-14, reminds us that Jesus Christ is the Word of God. Because people are disobedient to Jesus, or to Jesus' words, and will not obey them, they stumble at them. Jesus said in John 14:15, again, if ye love me, keep my commands. God's word is clear. The Word of God does not need to be interpreted, but acted upon. We also are to exalt the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, baptizer, glorious Lord, and coming King. And there is no way to do this but by telling others the pattern of salvation as written in God's Word, reading and obeying the Word, and worshiping God by praying in the new heaven-given tongues poured out on His people when they are saved by His grace. And at this broadcast, we will not compromise any way on God's word. Again, Acts 2:37-38 says, now when they have heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what then shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And that is my prayer for you today, that during this broadcast you have opened your ears, you have received the word that has come from my mouth. Now that you have heard, you know, faith cometh by hearing. So this broadcast, I hope, has enlightened you to know what the Word of God says about the Holy Ghost. And we here at the Truth Broadcast want to help you in any way. So if you have any questions, do not hesitate to ask. You can go to my website, which I strongly encourage you to do, which is cjlester.weebly.com. That's cjlester.weebly.com. Go there. You can find all my information on there, my YouTube channel, my Facebook, my email. It's all on there. So if you need to contact me, go there, and I would love to help you in any way. And also, we will be here every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. to give you the Word of God in truth and help you to walk in your walk with Jesus Christ. Thank you, and I thank you for listening. And we are going to close out on the song, Welcome, Holy Spirit.